Let's go back to Washington, D.C. and talk to somebody with a brain who actually works in the Senate of the United States, Senator Jim Inhofe. How are you doing, Senator?
Oh, great, Michael. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing great, but I am so tired of this whole thing. These lies and lies and lies are just put out from people back in Washington and elsewhere. It must be just absolutely mind-boggling to you. And, of course, this week is the whole cap-and-trade Lieberman-Warner package.
Well, that's what's on right now. That's if you're some of our listeners right now are probably watching that, and it's Barbara Boxer's managing the pro forces, and I'm managing the anti forces. But you know, I can remember over the years, Michael, we've talked going back to Kyoto, and then all the way through the McCain-Lieberman bill, that on what a farce this is. And it's, you know, first of all, we're not going to be talking about science during this thing. We're just going to be concentrating on what it's going to cost people, because there are a lot of people out there who think that maybe Gore is right, maybe man-made anthropogenic gases are a major cause of climate change, even though we know it is not. But if it were true, then even if it's true, then this bill, the Lieberman-Warner bill, would not affect it. That's what the EPA says. It wouldn't have any effect on temperature. And we also know, and I know you've talked about this before because I've heard you, that since 2001, we're going through a different period now. It's not the same as it was at that time. But nonetheless, the money is on global warming. The Hollywood elitists, the George Soros, the Michael Moores, the Heinz Foundation, the Pew Foundation, the Al Gores, the Barbara Streisands, you know, they're all dropping not just a little bit, but millions of dollars on this thing.
Why? Why is there so much money on the backside for them that they're dropping the money on the front side?
Well, let's look at Al Gore. You know, he's already made he's reported $35 million on this thing. And there are a lot of companies, a lot of big corporations who are waiting for this to happen, who stand to make a lot. A cap and trade system is something that people can make a fortune on. Speculators. You could have Chinese investors come to the United States and invest in these things by buying credits and then sitting on them and reselling them. And so there are a lot of people out there who can make a lot of money. I don't think that's the main motivation. And here I am talking to you. You know California better than I do. But to me, it's that Hollywood mentality out there that they want to manage everyone's life and just do what they want to do. That's what I see as the main motivator.
See, I wonder how much went into the atmosphere yesterday because of Universal Studios and the back lot burning.
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. But this thing is, I know that we'll run out of time, so I want to get a couple of licks in here. When we talked before, very early on, I'm talking about way back, you know, 7 or 8 years ago when they were trying to get us to ratify the Kyoto Treaty. At that time, the Wharton Econometric Survey came out, the Wharton School of Economics. It said that the cost to the American people would be in a range between $300 and $330 billion a year. Well, this thing that we're talking about that's on the floor of the Senate today would be approximately $470 billion a year. And when you stop and think of how this translates into to the households who are listening to you and me right now, I remember, and you remember, when the last of the largest tax increases was the Clinton-Gore tax increase of 1993, increased marginal rates, capital gains, inheritance taxes, everything across the board, and the total cost of that per family for the economy was $32 billion a year. So Kyoto would have been 10 times the largest tax increase in history. This one is larger than Kyoto. So people have to understand. In my state of Oklahoma, the analysis show each family it would cost them $3,300 and some dollars a year. And that's to accomplish nothing. And the best evidence of that, it goes back to a guy you and I talked about several years ago when Al Gore was vice president of the United States. He had a very well-known scientist named Tom Wigley, who he had analyzed, and he said, if all developed nations, not developing, not Mexico, not China, not India, but all developed nations were to sign and ratify the Kyoto Treaty and live by the emissions requirements, it would only lower how much would it lower the temperatures in 50 years? And the answer was 7/100ths of 1 degree. Now that's not even measurable, Michael. And so, I guess the bottom line here is all this economic punishment doesn't give you anything, even if you're a believer in man-made gases.
Yeah, but yet, big push in Washington, D.C. All three presidential candidates, including yours truly, John McCain,
absolutely,
all favoring this cap-and-trade bill.
Well, McCain was the author of the McCain-Lieberman bill in 2005, and we defeated it just by using the same points that you and I are talking about
so
right now.
So am I going to see another defeat, hopefully?
It'll defeat. This bill will not pass this year. Now, what they're hoping for, the barber boxers and the rest of them are hoping to have a lot more Democrats and liberals in the House and the Senate, and then a president who is going to support it.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's the talk around the water cooler on the Hill? Forget the White House. Are there going to be more Democrats in the House and Senate next year?
Well, see, everybody thinks so. But the big fallacy around the Washington mentality is everyone assumes that the election's tomorrow. About the 6 months is eternity in politics, and you know that. But with me talking, and by the way, I'd like to invite any of your listeners, I'd like to give them this website. Is that okay?
Go there, because we have about 40 seconds left.
Yeah, it's EPW, that's Environment Public Works, epw.senate.gov. Then look for Lieberman Warren Exposed. That'll be me. And we have more stuff, more documentation than any of your listeners is going to be able to wade through, but it's all documented.
EPW.Senate?
EPW.Senate.gov.
And then go to Lieberman Warner Exposed.
Yeah, you got it.
Thanks a lot, Senator, for stopping by again.
You bet.